This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:07. You're listening to WSMI Ingham 1540. It's Wednesday morning talk show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you doing today?
A little drizzly.
It is a little rainy today.
Mm-hmm.
I will take the rain, but don't bring that S word in here.
Yeah. Well,
I word. Snow or ice. Uh-uh.
May bring a little snow in before the day or the next 24 hours is over.
Yeah, that's what they're calling for, but not much in accumulation.
No, and but too warm for ice. So.
Oh, yeah.
A light dusting, as I like to call it.
A light, yes. And that's meteorologist Leslie Pollard. We have Zach Weigel alongside as well. We are here to talk about Stamp Out Cancer Part 2. So that's going to be a big conversation, and we're going to have that conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday morning talk show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. We have Leslie Pollard and Zach Weigel here in studio, and we are here to talk about Stamp Out Cancer Part 2. And Zach, let's start with you, and I guess activities are fast approaching on this event.
Yeah, we're about 2.5 weeks out, and we have been working our butt off, and I tell you what, people are going to be in for a treat. They really are. Like, it's all coming together. That's what I'm kind of afraid of. Everything's been kind of running pretty smoothly. But it's really coming together right now.
For those that don't know much about this event, let's go back a year. Tell us a little bit about how this concept came about.
Stamp Out Cancer Part 1, the prequel.
Yes.
No, just one night I just came up to Leslie. I saw her out, and I'm like, hey, I had this idea of just having a night where, because I'm a bartender, and at the time at Set Shots and at the Country Club, I'm like, you know, I sometimes get a good crowd. I'm like, what if some night, you know, I just donate all my tips, you know, to the MCCA, just a night where I just work my butt off, and I have a lot of friends on Facebook. I can advertise and stuff like that. And then instantly the light went off in Leslie's head, the fundraising genius she is. And she basically said those words, Wags, you can make it bigger. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, what you got? And then Leslie just went from there with celebrity bartending. Not just me. Grab seven other people. Seven other people that's not bartenders. But still, seven other people and see what we can do with this.
And this year's event, we do have a little change. As you mentioned earlier, last year it was celebrity bartenders. In mm-hmm. fact, I think what Matt Hughes was.
UFC welterweight champion nine Matt. Times over, Hall of Famer Matt
right.
Hughes, by the way, lost to me in the bartending competition.
I remember that.
Yes.
But this year we have a little change. It's called Dancing with the Stars. Leslie, let's turn things over to you. How did this concept happen?
Well, we knew that we wanted to do something different. Than last year's event. We want to try to mix it up every year. You know, still continue with the Stamp Out Cancer theme, but do a different fundraising event every year. And so we kind of racked our brains on what can we do different. And you know, I knew that this is a fundraiser that is done all over the country, but you know, it's done in the bigger cities, and Springfield does it all the time. And I thought we can do this here on a smaller scale. It's never been done here. It's different, and let's do it.
Uncle Ralph.
No, I believe. You're Dancing in the Stars. Talk a little bit about how many couples you're going to have and what have you, what the format is.
Well, we've got five celebrity couples. Those couples are John and Susie Gaylor. You know, everybody knows them as the publishers of the Journal News. We've got Donnie Downs and Melanie Tisco, or Double D and
Double D.
Or Melanie T, as they're going by. Donnie is,
Is he seriously going? Are they going by that?
Yes, Donnie D and Melanie T.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I think they're going for the tag team championship of the world after
that. The thing is, they both have leg injuries.
They do. They both. It'll be interesting.
I've told Donnie before the show, I said, you need to bust out the junior high style dance.
No, they need to bust out the Lisa Turtle limp from Saved by the Bell. Yeah, she had the dance. Yes, the what did she call it? The sprain. You had to do the sprain.
The sprain.
Maybe they
that's
can do
right.
that.
Or if they're both injured, maybe they could turn it into a sack dance.
There you go.
they might
have to, from what I understand.
So we got Melanie T and Double D.
Yep.
And then who else do we have?
And we've got Paul and Missy Sellers. Missy is a hairstylist in Hillsboro, and Paul is a recently retired lieutenant out from Graham Correctional Center. We've got Kurt and Kelly Almond. Everybody knows them from Almond Auctions in Nokomis. And we've got Gina Burke and her dad, Gene White, from White & Associates in Hillsboro.
So you got a nice eclectic group participating in this event. Now, how does this work? Do they plan their own dances, or do they draw a dance out of the hat and this is what you got to deal with?
Nope, they're responsible for their own choreography, and they can do whatever they want. We've got a couple of couples that are taking professional dance lessons from a Hillsboro native, Gene Weiser, Gene the Dancing Machine.
Gene the Dancing Machine.
So we've got a couple of those couples that are taking professional dance lessons. A few of other ones are, you know, they're just doing it on their own. And the way that'll work is that night, each couple will, you know, do their own dance. And then after the dance, people will be able to stuff their ballot box with votes, you know, votes mm-hmm. being dollars. And, you know, whoever raises the most money is deemed the winner.
Now, is this a, is there a time limit on their dance, or they just work out their routine and go with it? If it's 5 minutes, fine. If it's 3 minutes, fine, and whatever.
Yep, they just work out their own routine, and, you know, we expect the actual dancing program to last about an hour, hour and 20 minutes,
right.
something like that. So, yeah, they get one dance, and if that happens to be 2 minutes, great. If it happens to be five, that's fine, too.
And another change this year is the location. I remember the first year it was at the country club, and the crowd was bigger than expected. And now you've moved to a larger venue, the Knights of Columbus, right, Zach?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say bigger than expected. We knew we were getting a crowd, and we tried to plan ahead. I remember last year by getting propane heaters for outside, the ones that's supposed to heat, you know, like a
right.
certain amount of radius. And I got four of those, and it was so bitterly cold that people just huddled around it. Like, it maybe worked for about four people. But yes, after last year, we had people showing up that just turned around and left because the line of cars to get in was so long. So, yes, we had to change venues. We had to go to a bigger place. And this year we are at the KC Hall. And I'm already crossing my fingers that they can hold it this year. I mean, we're expecting a turnout. We're expecting a really big party.
And let's talk about this. After the dancing is done, throughout the evening, there's silent auction. You have silent auction items for during the evening as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. We actually have, we're starting to get some more items in, but right now we do have some pretty good items so far coming
you
in.
You see that? He pulled that paper right out of his pocket. Like
came right out. I brought this
I'm
with
impressed.
Me. Just so people like can have like a little idea of what's coming there
okay.
so far. We have the St. Louis Rams signed a helmet from James Laurinaitis, one of their defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
We got gift cards from Gianni's and Greasy's, Milanus' Cafe uptown. Cardinals sent tickets. Chicago Cubs sent a signed picture of Ferguson Jenkins, Hall of Famer for the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
State Beauty Supply in Litchfield, they sent a pink breast cancer chi flat iron. I mean, it's a limited edition. It's pink. Those flat irons go for a lot. Ace Hardware gave us a portable power inverter and a rocket grill. The Bears sent us a signed football. A&D Electric gave us some electric supplies, a light fixture, Nap Uptown, a battery charger and starter. It's one of those things on wheels.
Right.
It's like it's on a cart. One of Leslie's friends, Amy Rota, gave us some 31 things from 31, as well as Rachel Cool is giving us some things from 31. Fusion membership with pool party and a 10-class punch card. That's huge, a 10-class punch card. Tan lines and hair designs. We got unlimited tan package and tan lotion hair supplies. Six Flags. We got 2 1-day passes. The Science Center, 4 VIP passes. I mean, that includes parking, all the shows, everything basically inside of there. Emil's and Nokomis, Valentine's dinner package. One of my friends, Cordy Bolton, he's like, hey, I got a pool cue, assortment of different helmets,
right.
including one from the College of Marshall. Cincy basket from Jessica Furness. We got baskets from Dr. Hesk and the Depot, mm-hmm. Nokomis. And Chambers Flooring, not only the tanning package but with oils, but he's also given us a carpet once again, rolls of carpet.
Yeah, Chambers with flooring and tanning. That just, I don't know, but he makes it work.
He does make it work. I don't know how, but Greg's he's a very talented man.
And then we talked about this the last time you were on for around Montgomery County. Patton Mining helped you guys out tremendously for this year's event.
Yeah, how that actually came about was last year after the event, I was talking to Dean Lee. He's the president of
Human resources, like that.
Yeah, and he's like, Zach, we were really ready to give you a lot of money last year. How come you never did get a hold of us? I'm like, well, I talked to Dwayne Francisco, the president, and he said drop something off the office. I'm like, I dropped it off. I'm like, sorry, I didn't get back to you. So I was thinking, well, if they're, wanting to, donate some money last year, I'll go to them. Be like, hey, we're looking for a sponsor this year. And they were very interested right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Dwayne had his father passed away from cancer, and he was talking to me about it. And I thought of a number that would really help us, and I threw it out there, and they went with it. They said sure. And they've been, a tremendous help because we would not be able to make the party that we're having right now if it wasn't for them. We were able to have this big vision, and this big vision costs money, and it's all through them.
Like the song, it only takes a spark to get a fire going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about to people who wish to come to this event? What about admission and things like that?
Leslie?
Well, you can get tickets to the event. Tickets are only $10, and you can get them a variety of ways. You can go on our website, which is www.mccaweb.com/dancing, or you can get them at the Journal News there in Hillsboro, Style Studio in Hillsboro. Where else?
The Country Club.
The Country Club, and Almond Auctions in Nokomis.
Okay. And then,
and at the door that night?
That's iffy. So, I mean, if people are on the fence about attending, I would really encourage them to get their tickets beforehand because there is a pretty good chance you may not be able to get them at the door.
Yeah.
This is the first of our media blitzes here, and the word is really picking up. And right now, as it stands, we're almost halfway to being a sellout. And I tell you what, these next couple weeks, we're going to be selling lots and lots of tickets every single day.
Hopefully, a lot after this morning being on the air with.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is what kicks us off.
Sure. I hope this helps you, but I'm sure it's going to be a big event. And being a member of the MCCA Cancer Board, I would just like to reiterate how successful your venture was last year. You know, going into something for the very first time, hadn't planned, didn't know what you planned, whether this will work or that'll work. Now you got a year behind you, and I'm sure you can approach this year with a much more confident approach. But
for those,
hopefully, it will be a big success again.
For those that don't know, tell us the first year, how much money was raised for the Cancer Association?
$10,160.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
It's incredible because, it was just four of us. There was four of us that took this idea and ran with it, and we did the whole thing from start to finish, and, we did it. And so this year, we've added one more person to our committee.
Two more. My sister-in-law,
Stacey, sorry.
Which also on our committee, let me say, is Renee Laughlin, my sister, mm-hmm. Dana Holzhauser. They both just had babies in the family. So they've been a little bit hectic with their life. But I also added Stacey Weigel, my sister-in-law, and Jeremy Schmidt. And let me tell you about Jeremy Schmidt real quick. Right now, he has a contest going on Facebook. If you are friends with him, if not, I will get you in touch with him. If he raises $250 this week, he's straight shaving his head. Razor, Bic and all. If coming to the event, if he can raise $250 on his own this week, mm-hmm. which he challenged himself before the event to raise $1,000, and he's already well over halfway. He's about up to $650 just on his own from friends and from where he used to live. Get a hold of us. We will get you in touch with him because we want him to shave his head bald.
When we talk about the money you raised last year, which I thought was fantastic for a first-year venture and approaching it with a lot of unknowns, and I look back at the whole picture of 2011 for MCCA, and for the first time, MCCA, as you well know, went over $100,000 mm-hmm. in donations at their, what we call our annual birthday party. So, it was a fantastic year for MCCA mm-hmm. last year, and hopefully we'll roll right into 2012 and continue this.
And that's one thing I do want to mention, that 100% of the proceeds that we make from these events do go to the MCCA, 100%. And we raised $10,000 last year, and our goal is to double that this year. We're looking to make $20,000 in 24 hours. So, and I think we're well on our way there. So, again, I just want to reiterate that 100% goes to the MCCA, and it stays right here in our county.
Yeah.
It helps transfer cancer patients back and forth to treatments or whatever their needs may be.
And this is.
That's true of all the money that's raised for and by MCCA. Sure. It stays right here in Montgomery County.
Yeah, and that's what I like about being on the committee is there's no overhead. We don't have any person, like higher person to answer to or anybody to give money to. It all goes straight back out. We're all doing this, you know, out of the kindness of our heart. So it's a wonderful organization.
Even a high-priced board of directors doesn't draw a salary.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly, yes.
You and I both know that one, don't we?
Yeah.
But this is just an incredible concept and an incredible idea. Dancing with the Stars, I'm kind of curious to see how this all works out and the theme and how this all works. But this is just an incredible idea, and that's just the start of it because you have a band. You followed my lead, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a band that will be performing after the Dancing with the Stars portion of the program, and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, wait till you get a load of these guys. Okay, right after the event and throughout the entire night, there's an 80s feel to it. We decided, along with Dancing with the Stars, we're going to double up, we're going to do an 80s party. We have a band called Frankie Says Relax. They played at like Black Diamond Days. They were out at the country club one time. They're awesome. I tell you what, they've been practicing nothing but for this event for the past 4 months. It's a six-person band. One of the singers is a girl singer who's phenomenal. We're bringing in a sound guy where I told him bring as much lights and smoke and all that to make people's jaw drop. And I've been talking to him a lot. And when I'm having to count how many outlets are around the stage so we know how much power we can use, he's bringing everything. So they're gonna be playing an 80s party and. 80s music, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Leslie, are you going to bring out the MC Hammer pants again?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
The parachute pants.
We'll have to see. Yeah. Are you going to be wearing your Hammer pants?
Well, I have another engagement before, but I'm planning on being out there after my other obligation is taken care of.
Well, which, by the way, if you are planning to be out there is your admittance, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. And we also want to mention here real quick, if that's all right. Anybody looking for a couple tickets for free that's out there listening? We have an email address called stampoutcancer@AOL.com. That's stampoutcancer@AOL.com, all one word. The first person to email us saying, hey, we heard you on air. Either you loved us or hated us. You get 2 free tickets. We'll get back to you and tell you how to get them.
Don't call the studios.
Email
the email address. Give it one more time.
Stampoutcancer@AOL.com. Or if you happen to have Tobin's personal cell phone number, you can give him a call, too.
1-800-JURIDIA.
And just to mention also real quick, if you don't mention it, we do have a Facebook page that has a lot of information and our website that has a lot of information, which is mccaweb.com.
/dancing. You can vote for your favorite couple on there up until about 2 days before the event. So if you're out there thinking, oh, I really want to go, but I can't, how can I make a difference, mm-hmm. or how can I help? You can make your online donation to the event. Like I said, the winner is deemed not by who can dance the best, who can raise the most money. So make your vote online.
Uncle Ralph, you should have been a part of this. You and Helen would have, you and the Lone Ranger, you would have won this thing.
Well,
me was one bad eye and the wife was one bad hip. Yeah, we'd have been a pair of jitterbugs, all right.
Well, this goes over well. Maybe you have a whole year to practice.
Of course, yes. I will just make this comment on the air that I think with me with one bad eye and a wife with one bad hip, we'd still could beat Double D. So. I just had to throw that out.
Why do I have a feeling my phone's going to be ringing with him? Oh, man. Now, let's talk about this. Where do we go from here? We got preparations now for this year. I've got to think next year, you've already started, the cooker's already started to brew some items for next year.
Let me tell you what my cooker's doing right now. I'm thinking, I got class here.
Do I want to know
that I got to go to?
No.
No. And I'm thinking, we are so focused on this year. Last year, right. Honestly, we were getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, and we were thinking kind of like, oh, what could we do next year? Every once in a while, we were still focused on last year. We were thinking ahead. Honestly, this year, we haven't really discussed what to do next year because this year has been – it's so much bigger in retrospect to last year that it's hard to even think ahead. And that's good because what we did last year is as soon as it was over, we took a little bit of time off. We're like, we don't want to go straight in and start talking about next year. We took a little bit of time off, and then we got back. And I'm sure that's what's going to happen this year is we'll sit back and reflect on, hopefully how successful it was. And then
the thing I think makes this unique and makes this well is It's just a one-night event. You're not having this, let's say, four times a year or twice a year. This is just a one-time shot, and I think that allows more money to come in, because if you had, let's say, a smaller version at the Moose or whatever earlier, I think that may take away from it, and there'd be a chance for a water down. This is a one-time thing, so you're getting all out. You're going all in, maximum availability.
Go ahead.
We're going all out in the winter months too. We never know. We could have an ice storm. We could have a snowstorm. But yes, but we go all out. But I tell you what, this takes months and months and months of preparing for this one night. And it's
a lot of work. You know, Zach and I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this. And but you get one shot. It's in the winter months. People are sitting at home going, what are we going to do now that it's cold out? And this is something, like I said, it's very different. People there's a buzz out there, like going, I would love to see, John and Susie dance, or Double D and Melanie T, I want to go check this out. So the buzz is out there, and I think it's a good buzz.
Well, your timing is good, because by the end of January, I always say a little bit of cabin fever sets in.
Mm-hmm.
You've went through the holidays and you got into January, and things are pretty quiet and people are looking for things to do. And so, excuse me, you're kicking off a year of events for MCCA here in January, and it's a great time for you to have this. And we look down the road a little bit, not taking anything away from you guys, but we want people to also remember the first Saturday in April will be the Roubaix thing for MCCA,
yes.
And that's became a monstrous event.
It has.
We're about out of time here. We wish you folks well with this venture, and I'm sure it will be a huge success. And afterwards, I'm sure you can sit down in your chair and say, well, that worked fine. Well, this didn't work so good. And you go from there.
Yep,
and that's the key. You got to throw stuff up, and I know this with the Moose, you just got to throw stuff up at the wall and see what sticks, and if it sticks, it works. If it doesn't, okay,
that's our motto here. I mean, we go big or we go home.
So yes, yeah, go big or go home.
Go big or go home.
Now, Uncle Ralph, last year, what the money raised, that will just go for various projects with the Cancer Association, correct?
I'll stay right here in Montgomery County. As she said a while ago, to take people to cancer treatment, to pay people's for gas, and then we donate money to various cancer research facilities to do just exactly what these young people are doing, help stamp out cancer.
All right. Leslie, Zach, it's always a pleasure, my friends, to have you here and talk with us about Stamp Out Cancer 2. And I'm looking forward to the event on January 28th. And, Zach, as we come to a close, we got just a couple minutes here. Anyone seeking more information about this year's event, a number or the website again?
Okay, yeah. We have the website, mccaweb.com/dancing. You can also find us on Facebook. I mean, even if you just Google us, I did that the other day. You Stamp Out Cancer, we're the number one, search result on that. You can email us, stampoutcancer@aol.com. If you even have a donation request like that, I'm not around my phone all the time, but you can send me, shoot me a text, give me a call. It's 217-556-4246. We basically, any way to get a hold of us. And plus, I'm out at the country club, Leslie, sometimes at City Hall. There's always a way to find us, always a way to get a hold of us.
We are seeking, silent auction donations. So anybody out there who thinks, I can't make it, but hey, I got this. And, and if you think, it's something little, we'll take it, because we'll package it together with some other items. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for auction items.
One more thing, real quick, places where they can purchase tickets.
Oh, they can purchase tickets at the Journal News in Hillsboro, Hillsboro Country Club, Almond Auctions in Nokomis, Style Studio in Hillsboro, or if they see Zach and I running around town, either one of us, and online at the website.
No extra charge.
You have some in your pocket.
I do. I carry them in my purse with me at all times.
All right. Zach, Leslie, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Best of luck on this year's endeavor. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Morning Talk Show for today. We do have a show scheduled for next week. I think, National Bank Fundraiser is our, is our guest. We'll be our guest. And for Uncle Ralph, I'm Tobin Ott. The myth, the legend, Earl Sorrells with the market update is next. Thanks for listening, guys.